Terry Sanders, class of 1949. Yes, I was here. The class of 1949 was the second to last class before Mr. Kate retired after 40 years of being headmaster and founder of the school. And he was probably the biggest impression of Kate was because of Curtis W. Kate. I mean, his presence on the campus was very huge. Well, everyone called him the king, and he was the king, and he was the ruler, and he was the founder, and he was everything was all about through him. And he was benevolent. He seemed like a Greek god, and he sort of looked like a Grecian statue of a god. And he would never swear except he would say Jove. he was a cheery fellow person, but could be very stern. And he basically was cheerful, but ruled with an iron grip. And he was totally in control of the school. He loved the dances. Every so often we would have a busload of girls come up from Marlboro Girls School in L.A. or somewhere. And there would be a dance. We'd all have dance cards. But Mr. Kate was on the dance floor the whole time. He had these very special, looked like patent leather dancing shoes. And he would have a great time dancing with everybody. But he was also one of the great readers of literature. Every night after dinner, we would assemble. And at that time, the school was only 90 kids, so we could all fit in the Macintosh room. And he would sit by the fireplace in a chair, and he would read, like, Dickens' Pickwick Papers. Or he found a novel that he really liked about an adventure in Canada that he read to us. And we were spellbound because he was such a good reader. And years later, when I worked as a filmmaker with Charles Laughton, who was one of the great English actors, an Academy Award winning actor, and a great reader of the Bible and literature and so forth, I realized that Mr. Kate was even greater at reading than Charles Laughton, which was pretty amazing. And the one thing that Mr. Kate couldn't stand was chewing gum. I think if you were caught smoking, which is a serious offense, that was bad. But if you caught chewing gum, that was terrible. And I couldn't figure it out, but probably because sometimes kids stick their gum underneath desks or something. But he liked me, which is nice. You know, he liked me. Well, I have one story about him. Every morning we would assemble in the library, I guess, at that time, or whatever. I forget the room. It's a beautiful room. It's still there with the curved ceiling for a kind of chapel. I mean, it was not a religious school, but we did have a sort of chapel every morning, and I think we even sang a hymn or something. And this one morning, for some reason, the school thought we were going to have what was called a free day. And somehow Mr. Kate didn't know about that or hadn't ordained it or whatever. But the kids who were were basically obedient to the power structure, for some reason on this day, when the chapel was over, they didn't get up. Because they wanted their free day. And they wouldn't leave to go to classes. This was like unheard of. It never happened before. And there was the king faced with this revolt of the students, which of course in a kingdom you can't have that. So he made this decision, which was pretty interesting and on his part. He said, all right, you will have a free day. Everyone is going to hike up to the third ridge. So that was the free day, and I don't think there was ever a revolt after that about anything.